Each year Vancouver is awesome endeavors not only to cover the important stories in the city, but also many of the unusual ones. To see how well you've been paying attention to those stories, we've got some questions for you, all based on articles published about happenings in Vancouver in 2022. It's a simple quiz. If you choose the right story, you'll be taken to the story. If you're wrong, we'll make sure you know. Fare thee well. Point 1. For a short period this summer, some in the city were obsessed with a weird fruit animal figure sold at London Drugs. What was that combo? A. A dingo mango called a dango. B. A duck banana called a duckana. C. A bear raspberry called a raspberry. D. An antelope cantaloupe called a cantilope. 2. Vancouver-based news anchor Ian Hanamansing lent a piece of clothing to a groom from Ottawa. What was it? A. A shoe. Just one. B. A tie. C. A nose ring. D. A pair of boxer briefs. Point 3. One of Vancouver's favorite sons, Ryan Reynolds, gave a shout-out to his favorite restaurant in the city. What was it? A. Global. B. Minerva Pizza and Steakhouse. C. The Alibi Room. D. Down Low Chicken Shack. 4. When a Vancouver radio station changed formats, it made international headlines for playing a Rage Against the Machine song for more than a day. What was the song? A. Testify. B. Guerrilla Radio. C. Killing in the Named. Wake Up. 5. A new feature at Lord Nelson Elementary School was added, exciting students. What was built? A. Slides from the second floor. B. A fire pollock. A swimming pool. D. A TikTok recording booth. 6. A local tattoo artist duped many online with a viral video. What did he pretend to do in the video? A. Tattoo hot dogs on a cross on someone's forehead. B. Tattoo a fish. C. Tattoo Nathan Fillion. D. Tattoo a massive version of Michael Bublé's face on someone's back. 7. The Michelin Guide arrived in Vancouver for the first time this year. How many restaurants got a coveted star? A. 1. B. 5. C. 8. D. 108. A cruise ship played a song when it left Vancouver this spring. What was the song? A. Come Sail Away by Styx. B. Kokomo by the Beach Boys. C. The Love Boat themed. The Danger Bay theme. 9. What piece of iconic Vancouver gear did Will Ferrell wear to the Super Bowl? A. A 2010 Winter Olympics jacket. B. A Canucks toque. C. Lululemon pants. D. A BC Lions jersey. 10. A book was returned very overdue to a South Vancouver library. How many days late was it? A. 1,111 days. B. 5,550 days. C. 10,910 days. D. 18,675 days. 11. Pizza Hut tried something new when delivering pizzas in the West End this September. What was it? A. 2 self-driving delivery robots. B. Surprise mariachi bands delivered pizzas. C. They delivered pizzas from better restaurants. D. They used a catapult to deliver it to balconies and decks. 12. Someone stole the Dude Chilling sign again this year. What did a local person replace it with, temporarily? A. A wormhole to another dimension. B. A sign made out of veggies and fruit. C. A Lego version of the sign. D. A knit version of the sign. 13. What unusual pet might you see getting taken for a walk in Mount Pleasant? A. Pang the ocelot. B. Ping the penguin. C. Pong the tortoise. D. Harold Cornblower the Mighty the Quokka. 14. A Vancouver street artist placed his creations around the city to express his grief and to honor those he lost. What did he create? A. Cement and wire figurines. B. Large blocks in parking spaces. C. Ghostly figures hiding in bushes. D. Augmented reality gravestones. 15. A pair of Vancouver goths went viral on TikTok this year. Why? A. They played at kids' birthday parties. B. They went and did un-gothly things around Vancouver. C. They put out an album of Michael Bublé covers. D. They're going Christmas caroling in Kitsilano. 16. Some men chose to put themselves through a painful experience at Granville Island this year. What did they do? A. Lee's had a get punched, get a free donut deal. B. There was a, are you faster than shark jaws? Contest. C. There was a live jellyfish tasting. D. They used a period cramp simulator. 17. The residential tenancy branch has to deal with complaints from landlords. What loud noise was one landlord upset about? A. Banjos. B. Raccoons. C. Sex. D. Knife throwing. 18. Twin sisters turn their fanfiction into a full-length novel. What was their fanfiction about? A. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. B. Sherlock. C. Vampire Diaries. D. Live with Kelly and Ryan. Congrats, you made it to the end. How'd you do? 0004, you still get Vancouver, BC, and Vancouver, Washington, mixed up. 0509, you might think Vancouver Island is somewhere near Granville Island. 10-13, you're a fan of the Canucks but wouldn't recognize Elias Pettersson in the street. 13-16, you have thoughts on where the best fried chicken in Vancouver is you must share. 17-18, you hang out with indie queens and tatted East Van Punks.